Back to the Steve Cochran Show.
It's the coach, Joe Quenneville, sponsored by Hooters, the original wing joint. Dave, I've never said this before. You know, Hooters is not just a place to get wings. It's a way of life.
Is it really?
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, you can look it up. Coach Joe Quenneville joins us now. I understand there's a scavenger hunt for goals going on. Where do you think we're going to find them?
We gotta find them and find them quickly. I've been a little snake bitten in the scoring department. It's been a little while now going on. We scored some timely power play goals in the two prior games to the last game, and then last game we were dry in a lot of ways. But certainly, the games, the last three games are almost comparable. Low scoring, tight. Whoever scores first got a big advantage. And we're certainly disappointed in the offense and the production, and we're just sitting around here talking right now going into practice day here today that, hey, we got to get a little bit more comfortable with the puck and find ways to incorporate a little bit more offense, whether it's net presence, play recognition, but more so with the puck, keeping it and finding ways where you can, make plays off of that.
You think about this. This is the same team that got 10 on opening night. And you go, it's one of the maddening things about the game, because it's not different than baseball and other games. You get on hitting trends where you hit well and then it goes away. You get on scoring trends where you score well. Do you like what you're seeing on the power play? You see an improvement?
I think the last three games, the power play has been a little bit better, a little bit more predictable. I think we're shooting the puck more. Our entries have never been really a problem all year. I think the net presence a little more consistent. At the end of the day, we're looking for production. So it's a, it's been indecent. We haven't had a ton of opportunities on the power play to really get a great assessment. But I think for the most part, those two timely goals in our last two games prior to our Montreal game. So it's a, we think it's been okay. Maybe so. There's a trend that we're, but I think it hasn't lit up the 5-on-5 game offense that we're looking for.
Well, on the 5-on-5 game, Joel, is it a matter of the shots? Do you like the kinds of shots that you're getting?
Well, sometimes you gotta know that there's certain opponents that you're gonna play games with that that don't expect a high quality or high quantity chance game. That you gotta have patience certain nights that we expect to play a low scoring game or a low chance game and play it accordingly, because otherwise you're gonna expose yourself and don't give yourself a chance to win. That's kind of Minnesota when I say that, and then Montreal, that game was kind of tighter than we. Than normal, but probably based on the way the score was. And Philly has a little bit more openness to their game, and it was a Crow having a great game, and we had a ton of good chances in that game too. But at the end of the day, we got to light it up, and I still think that we had enough chances in two of the games, but I think across the board, we're seeing a little bit more offense in the league this year. We started, like you said, like we're the Globetrotters one night. We made unbelievable plays, and now we're having trouble keeping the puck. So I think that's what we got to find, that comfort and balance that we feel we're capable of doing.
Well, you talked about Crow, and obviously had a tremendous run here, and the first star of the week. Are you okay? Obviously, you want to score more goals, but when you're in games like that against Minnesota, against Montreal on Sunday night, okay leaning on him the way you have?
Well, when we looked at our schedule, and we had 4 days off after the back-to-back, and Crow rarely or seldom plays in that role or in that spot.
Right.
And we wanted to get fours in there, too. We got a similar set this coming weekend that he's going to get a game. For sure, and so that was his thought process, his success of wanting and enjoying playing his hometown team was part of that decision as well. and he always plays well against Montreal, and we've had success, and a lot of it goes to him. So it was part of the thinking behind it, and at the end of the day, he did what we wanted him to do, is give us a chance to win the game, and we didn't give him any run support. I think that was the tough part, but Crow's been outstanding, and well-deserved getting that nomination and accomplishment of Player of the Week.
He's been ridiculous. Yeah. I mean, just as good as I've seen him play. Saad and Kaner, you like what you're seeing from those guys, even though it's not getting in the net right now?
It's been okay. We're looking for, I think that line should be, we should be getting some production more from that group, or some, any line right now for
sure.
That matter. And
sure.
Hopefully that line would maybe get us going a little bit more in the offensive ways. I think that whether it's Johnny's line, that line, but I think all our lines are capable of scoring and making plays. And you talk about Tommy Wingles and his group; they generate a lot of zone time and offensive zone possession and energy as well. So they've been doing a really good job of fulfilling their role and job description. And just need some offense, and I think that because our team game without the puck has been okay. I just think with it we can be better.
Hard not to like a guy named Tommy Wingles. Sounds like a sports bar. Hey, I'll meet you over at Tommy Wingles. all right, Flyers and
Carolina Saturday. Carolina Saturday.
Yeah, Flyers Thursday, then Carolina, like a mini road trip, and then Jersey and the Rangers back here. So you get a little whiff of the East, little look at them. We don't get much of a look at them, but what do we need to know about the Flyers?
Well, we saw the Flyers, and it's a fun little mini road trip too. It's a mom's trip, so with Rocky and John, and the way they treat us when we go on these trips, the mums look forward to it. I think there's incentive with everybody having their mums around, and I think there's everybody's so excited about it and
scare the goals out of them.
Town. So it's always a fun 4 days for everybody. So that's so we're looking forward to that, and hopefully we can find how we can take care of Philly right off the bat, which is going to be a good test because they're fast, they're quick, they got a really active defense, and puck management is going to be important in that game, and it's something that we want to make sure that we make them defend because they're a little bit light on the back end right now with some injuries. So it'll be a good test right off the bat, and Carolina is a fast team. We got a lot of former teammates over there, so that'll be an interesting game itself.
Who do you bring on the mom's trip? Who do you bring?
I bring my mom. She's all excited. She loves it. I think it's probably your fourth one here. I love how we do it. We alternate years, moms and dads, every other year.
Yeah.
And everybody looks forward to it. They're at the end of it, they're just wiped out. They see how we travel, and they realize how spoiled we are with
sure.
the accommodations on airplanes, hotels, buses, games, suites, food, morning, noon, night. Oh my God, it doesn't stop. So she's got to watch her what she eats because there's so many options that. She loves it.
I'm guessing she's pretty hockey smart. I'm guessing your mom has a lot of hockey knowledge. Will she be addressing the team?
Maybe we should put her in there one day and have some fun with it. I know my mom though; she wouldn't do that. She doesn't say too much about what's critical, but she just.
I'll bet she knows the game though, right? How could she not?
Yeah, she's not bad. She's not bad.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. Well, listen, if any of the moms step up, what was it? Shawzy's dad was the knucklehead on the dad's trip one year, I think. But if any of the moms
step up. There's always some entertainment on the dad's trip, but I always find that the moms, they love it and they get along well. And we got some new moms to meet as well. So it's always a new group, and it's always. Well, I think they always look forward, and they look out for one another, and make sure everybody's ready to go and ready at game time too. So it's fun watching everybody interact.
I'll bet it's got to be a fun trip, and I'm sure the guys love it as well. I just wonder though if not because of anything I know, but if Mrs. Wingles comes up and takes you aside and says, "Hey, coach, I'd like little Tommy to play a little more often." I mean, come on, that could happen.
I think that, you know, over the years, you know, when we are in squirts and peewees and bantams and you're out there and it's almost like, okay. And you get you can get influence from the parents.
Right, right, right. Not so much now.
At our level here, I think we're safer up here.
Well, I have a great time with the moms. I just feel like Caner's breaking out. I mean, this is the time of year. I feel like you guys are ready to go on an extended run. So hopefully that starts with the Flyers. Thanks, man.
Thank you.
All right, I like your prediction there last week, so you're right on. So
I was right on.
That's right.
And I'm guaranteeing Thursday night's win. I'll talk to you later.
Okay, thanks.
All right. That's Coach Joe Quinn.
I think you should go and your mom should go.
That would be so great.
That would be great. That'd and she so would great. Talk to the team.
Why don't she? My mom knows sports.
Yeah, she does. She'd give him a pep talk.
Yeah. She'd go, how about a little more aggressive play in the corners? Would that kill you? You don't clean your room, and you don't dig the puck out without spending too much time in the corners, and then you get a stupid penalty.
Be great. It might be just what they need.
Could you play Tommy Wingles a little more? I'm sorry, who are you? I'm Mrs. Wingles. Mrs. Wingles sounds like she'd be a lovely woman, right?
Yeah, I mean, they're from the neighborhood, you know, Wilmette.
And so. I love their sports bar, Tommy Wingles. It's really, yeah, it's one
I
of
think
the
that's
best.
A great. Yeah. I think he has to own one.
That'll be fun. And Mrs. Wingles is represented here only as an example. I know nothing.
Correct.
This is 720 WGN Chicago.